From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Romaine lettuce was in short supply after an E. coli outbreak in November. So what did desperate salad lovers do? They bought the next best thing. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
I met shopper Nancy Chavez outside a grocery in Portland, Oregon. She's not a huge fan of romaine.
I buy a lot of butter lettuce and red leaf lettuce.
How about iceberg?
It's just kind of bland, but every now and then I will purchase that and mix it up. Iceberg usually is about $1.29 or so. I've seen it for like $1.49, you know, just a little bit higher.
According to USDA, the wholesale price of iceberg has roughly doubled since the E. coli warning on November 20th. Arizona State ag economist Mark Manfredo.
When we pull everything off the market like we did with romaine, what we'll start to see is people moving to other leafy greens.
The supply of salad ingredients is down. People still want salad, so prices go up. Dan Sumner at UC Davis says romaine is now trickling back into the market.
The FDA said, look for the label. If it says it's Arizona, then it's okay. But there may be some consumers still hesitant.
Sumner says salad lovers won't give up their romaine forever. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.